Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for anything.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Musical Youth were at the number one spot on the UK singles chart on this day in 1982 with Pass the Dutchie. The group was made up of Birmingham school kids aged 11 to 16. Here's Dennis Steeton, one of the lead singers.
People say to me, do you like singing Pass the Dutchie? Of course I do. You know, because I love seeing the response of people when they hear Pass the Dutchie.
Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. Pass the Dutchie on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler shot the number one on this day in 1983 with the Jim Steinman written and produced track Total Eclipse of the Heart. It made her the only Welsh artist to score a US number one. Originally an 8-minute song, but it was shortened. Bonnie Tyler.
Jim Steinman had to edit it down to, I think it was 4 minutes 50, which broke his heart to do that. But I do the long version on stage, you know. It's, you know, people still love to hear it, you know, and they're all singing along with it, and, you know, it's just... it's really good.
Once upon a time I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
And a few birthdays today. Don McLean, US singer and songwriter, is turning 75. He had the 1971 single American Pie, a song inspired by the death of Buddy Holly.
Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
And Gordon Sumner, better known as Sting, is turning 69 today. He had the 1983 smash single Every Breath You Take, plus four other UK number one singles.
I got a certificate a few years ago for that song from American radio, and it had been played 10 million times.
Oh, can't you see? You belong to me.
And Phil Oakey is turning 65 today, singer and songwriter with the Human League, formed in Sheffield in England in 1977. The group attained widespread commercial success with the third album, Dare, in 1981. The album contained four hit singles, including Don't You Want Me.
Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, oh.
Today, your music, Friday, 2nd of October, Mix 104.9.